every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn, alongside producer Corey Marino and the man, the myth, the legend, the sultan of safeties, Fred Dreyer himself. Fred, how are you doing?
So great to be here with you guys. Corey, great to see you.
Always a pleasure to see you, Fred.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Corey. We are missing Mike. He will be back soon, but
training camp.
Summer camp, right, is in full effect. We've got Dodger updates, we've got Rams updates, we've got Laker updates, we've got some comments degrading their bubble championship. We've got some the darker side of sports, some gambling things going on. What's on your mind, Fred, as we just had a recent attempted shooting at NFL headquarters?
Did they pinpoint that as a cause? Guy got cut from Giants, and to say he decided to circle back with an AR-15.
Yeah, an M4 rifle opened fire in the lobby, but he took the wrong elevator to the 33rd floor. But apparently, he had an issue with the brain,
the CTE,
the CTE issue with the NFL and players being affected later on in life.
Was he a player at one time?
I don't think so. It says he had his
high school.
High school was the farthest he went.
Oh, well, that, you know.
That would explain why he took the wrong elevator.
I would think that they could do it. It'd be interesting. Not that it matters now, but it would be interesting to see if, in fact, he complained. Did he have injuries in high school, or did he have an onset headaches and so forth and so on? Did it just built up to the point where they said, "I'm not myself." As a matter of fact, I think I'll go pop some people down at the NFL building.
Yeah, unfortunately, another shooting. One NFL employee was shot. He's in stable condition. Apparently, he was trying to warn his colleagues, but who knows how the anti-gun lobby will use this. There's always shootings. But now you got one taking place at the biggest institution in American sports. So we'll see how this plays out. But we got a lot more to talk about here in the Fred Dreyer Show. FredDreyerShow.com. Sirius XM 217. XM Channel 203. We're live on Facebook as well. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly understands your health needs? At Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy, we specialize in custom compounded medications for patients of all ages, including pets. From pain management and sports medicine to natural hormone replacement and dermatology, our expert pharmacists create tailored solutions with precision and care. Trusted by major professional sports leagues and the U.S. Olympic Committee, we deliver top-tier medications you can count on. We are your source for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other treatments for COVID and parasite cleanses. Serving patients and physicians across California, we offer mail order service for your convenience. Visit us at 1901 West Cliff Drive, Suite 3 in Newport Beach, or call 949-272-0775, or go to westcliffcompounding.com. West Cliff Compounding Pharmacy, custom care, trusted solutions. questions.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-379-9528. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-379-9528. That's 800-379-9528 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-379-9528. 800-379-9528.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn, alongside Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer himself. You can find us on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203. You can find us on the XM Sirius app 967, and don't miss us locally on 790 KABC Saturday nights at 6 p.m. And you can always email us at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Before the break, we talked about something pretty serious as we're heading into training camp, and I get us on the monitors correctly. I got to use the buttons like Mike does. I'm using the mouse, and sometimes misses.
Yeah, because you're moving.
Yeah, but NFL headquarters, there was just a shooting there. It's not often you're linking these shootings that seem to happen all the time to a sport like the NFL or football. As we're heading into summer camp and getting into the season starting, not to belabor this because we got plenty of updates that similar crazy stories as far as kissing on the forehead and stuff like that. But what are your thoughts on what this could do to like a season in terms of, you know, security at NFL stadiums? Do they really think people are going to start getting outraged over the CTE and the lack of transparency maybe and how these things are affecting players? I mean, this was a high school player. We don't really know how significantly he played, what his injuries could have been, and apparently shot himself in the head.
This is the shooter.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name? Tamura. 27-year-old Shane Tamura. He shot himself in the head after killing four and critically injuring one more. So you can't even really test him to see if he had CTE, if he shot himself in the head.
Yeah, they said it would be months, if at all.
Well, you can. There's remnants of tissue that can lead, you know, certainly toward that end. If in fact they do go further with it and want to look it up, if I'm the NFL ownership, Players Association, I just would not. I would do, you know, the typical, you know, here's what the autopsy report shows, and move on.
What is interesting that it hasn't, like, they made a movie about it with Will Smith playing the doctor that came up with the CTE after Junior Seau, and it is interesting that it hasn't been in the news for a while. So who knows if maybe his relatives played in the NFL, but, like, this will put a spotlight on that again, as they seem to be putting in a lot of safety protocols for concussions.
They had gotten past it because a lot of things, they've changed rules. They've gotten rid of the, like, certain kickoff return rules and how we do onside kicks. And they keep changing rules and saying it's for player safety. So they've gotten past it. So the NFL office has to be, just to have it in their front yard like this, they have to be upset because they just want to get past it and keep going.
Well, look, let's make, before I move on to another topic, let's just say that you wear a football helmet and a uniform. Doesn't make any difference if you're on a kickoff team, the offensive line, defensive line, if you're a cornerback, or if you're a punter. Doesn't make any difference. If you don't know how to engage the ball carrier, you're going to be susceptible to a lot of serious permanent injuries. I know this for a fact from my personal experience. And when I watch games today, I can see that if they're not being trained, or if they are being trained players, if they're being trained to tackle correctly, you'd be hard pressed to see it in a game. They don't put much time at all into this type of behavior. When I was going up through the youth football program, high school, college, and pros, certainly they would go over this. And they would teach you to tackle and embrace. They used to have a thing called the popsicle, which was a big heavy bag that we place out about 10 yards away from you, and you have your back toward it, and as soon as you heard the bag released and sliding on springs toward you, you had just a brief moment to turn around, center yourself up, and wrap your arms around it, that was a real good close a representation of learning how to tackle, and at the same time, not spending an awful lot of time as they would have you do. And so I don't know. I mean, what do we have here? We've got this guy who disgruntled. We don't know his backstory yet, and he's now he's dead. And there's some talk of did he have a brain damage? And so we're going to have to find that out, I guess.
I guess on that note, though, when you're talking about being trained and doing drills to learn how to tackle properly, it's still never going to get the same wow factor and highlight factor that you see on SportsCenter as when a guy, like, helmet to helmet, granted, they're calling a lot of flags, but I don't think it's stopping players from wanting to really take out players, especially in key games and key situations, to send a message. And it's almost like they're willing to take the fine. They're not even thinking about the CTE. I think a lot of players don't even think about that. There's, if I can get $100 million, they're not, unless they go through it, unless you've lived through it, it's like, it's just not computing.
Well, look, everybody's getting bigger and faster. They're now the prime talent that they look for is wide receivers, tight ends. These guys are 6'4", 6'5", 200, 210, and sometimes bigger. And they're very fast. And the game is now moved away from the focal point of being at the line of scrimmage, offense or defense. So now they've got an issue here. They got to now draft people to stop those people. And those people are big. You got big, big halfbacks, big linebackers who are flying around the middle of the field looking for some people to hit. And they're not asking questions first, you know. And so what I've noticed is the emphasis on defense is now moved certainly into the secondary as it used to be at the line of scrimmage.
You know, talking about defense, everybody says defense wins championships. We're seeing offenses just get all the advantages, especially being protected from big hits like this. But you guys were mentioning kicks and things like that. And I want to bring up this before we get into any Rams talk and you know, Matthew Stafford dealing with a back injury. But the NFL is thinking about another potential rule change when it comes to the kicking game. They made one last year, or it's been a couple years now, where they moved back the extra point. Well, think about this for the other side of the break. They wanna narrow the goalpost. Like, kickers are having such an overwhelming success rate in recent years that they want to make the goalposts closer together to give them a smaller target. And a lot of players, kickers, are not happy about that, saying, why are you punishing success?
Well, everything's going to have an asterisk. All field goals, all extra points, all of that stuff is going to have to be looked at again, and they're going to have to revamp how they judge that.
Somebody in Philadelphia of high rank said the Lakers 2019 bubble championship should have an asterisk. That's something else we'll get into. But you're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. Don't go anywhere. You can tune in. Join us live on Facebook. Get in the discussion. Got plenty of comments we'll get to on the other side of this break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
To the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, sitting in for Mike Horn, alongside Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer himself, at Fred_Dreyer. You can catch him on X and Facebook. We do got some people joining us on Facebook. Time to give them a shout out. We got Rachel, Joan, G. Shelley. Hello, Fred Dreyer. How are you doing today, she asks.
I'm doing quite well. I'm looking forward to talking to everybody out there.
All right. We also got Jenny Wilcox Chase saying hello from Santa Maria. Got Rachel Joan again. She wanted to include you and I. Corey, she says hi to you.
Hello.
Hi to me. How you doing, Rachel? Nikki Bliss says hi from Alaska. Hope everyone's doing well. Elisa Travisiani from Italy. She's chiming in to say hi. And then Martine Bailey from Cape Canaveral. Nice to see we got.
The spaceship center of America.
Oh, yeah. Cape Canaveral. Got to hear more about that. And we got Rachel from PA checking in. Got people from California as well. All right, before the break, we talked about the NFL kickers kind of having an issue with a potential rule change. They've already seen their percentage of field goal or extra point drastically go down, and now they want to bring the kind of the record-setting field goal percentage go down as well if they get their way in decreasing the I think it's 14 feet, and they want to bring it below that. Or no, they tested it at 14 feet at the 2015 Pro Bowl. So now 10 years later, they're thinking about bringing it in. I don't think we have what it is now. Is it 15 feet or 16 feet? What the distance is now? But bottom line, they want to make the target much smaller for kickers. What do you think that would do? I mean, there's already so much.
Piss off a lot of kickers,
and their teammates as well. When they miss by a couple inches on what would have,
they got to stop monkeying with the minutiae of the sport. You know, the goalposts are fine just the way they are. Just make sure you kick it right in practice and move on. I mean, it's just too much now.
Yeah, they're 18 feet, yeah. 6 inches.
Oh.
And I think it actually would just get rid of most kicking at 50 yards. If they're going to make it and the percentage goes down that way, we're already seeing teams like the Eagles and the Lions and the Rams going in and going on fourth down anyway. And they're seeing with analytics and data that the more you go for it on fourth down, the better your odds are getting touchdowns anyway. So
right. I mean, that would be a pretty big distinction between playing in a dome versus outside, too, because when you're dealing with the elements and the wind, that's a huge factor. It could be an advantage for some teams that play in a dome until they get the playoffs and have to go outside and deal with the elements, and all of a sudden their kicker, who's breaking all these records, isn't so great.
Well, that's why you have a kicker who can kick. And a lot of these teams don't have kickers who are that consistent from 40, 45 yards out. You know, you're at the halfway mark. And if you can't kick, go home.
Right. Do you have any memories, fond or the opposite, of kickers missing or hitting big field goals that impacted major games you were in?
We had a kicker named Tom Dempsey who had his right foot was cut off.
It's totally
mid arch, and he was a hell of a guy, and he was born that way, and he could kick. He had a special shoe made, and people complained about it because he had it up on everybody that he could kick the damn ball from 65-70 yards during warm-ups. I'd go out there, and he was with the Saints when I was with the Rams. Then later on, he circled back and played with the Rams. And he just said, I've got a little bit of a wedge angle, like a chipping iron. I had the shoe company had the shoe company make a wedge so it wasn't square. It had like a 2 to 3 degree angle on it. And he would practice with that shoe, and he had a couple of different pairs of shoes that he had different angles on.
Wow.
And so he would zone in on a shoe for the day and say, "This, I feel pretty good with this shoe."
And he wasn't over there with like a sand wedge shoe.
Yeah, we go out. When I'd see him every day at practice when he was with us. When he was with the Saints, he kicked a 63-yard field goal, and then later on he kicked the sidewinder kickers came in and could get distance, but there was a lot of prejudice against sidewinders. Soccer-type kickers, because the ball trajectory came off of the tee, off of the holder, real low, and then it got flight. But a lot of times those kickers got their kicks blocked. But not Tom. Tom had that wedge on that shoe, and he hit that thing. It hit like he was hitting a baseball bat, hitting a volleyball. It's just a big thump, and the damn ball just literally lifted off, and it lifted off, crossed over the defensive lineman coming in, and without the ball spinning.
Oh, wow.
It just looked like the weirdest thing. The ball flew off of the tee and then got about 5 yards downfield and then kicked in and started spinning. And the ball just took off. And he could kick like crazy. And he finally broke the record, 63 yards, I believe it was.
Can you check that?
Like, he did break it. It was 63, and then...
It was 63.
And then Jason Elam beat it, and it was 64. And then I think Janikowski...
Well, then Tucker. Tucker's got it now.
No, I think Janikowski tied 64.
Oh.
And then I think Tucker had 65, or was it 66?
66.
Yeah.
And it was on a game winner.
It was a game winner. And that's one that barely hit and then hit the like back part of that of the field goal.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the kicking and kickers are an odd lot. And and this was really a lot of fun to be a part of that era, you know, where there was controversy. And we used to tell Tom, "Hey, Tom, you know, you're getting a hard time." He was, you know, he was a sensitive guy, and he would practice like crazy. He hit these balls in practice. He hit them 70 yards in practice.
Yeah. How much? Oh,
no, that's fascinating. I did not know about the wedge in the shoe and the changing of the degrees. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, and he had a real good. He was a real interesting guy from that standpoint, being able to handle that. And, you know, he's out in the middle of millions of people with a half a foot and no left hand.
Right. Well, and so it's like when you're at the free throw line in basketball, you're all by yourself. You know, everybody's watching you. It's the same thing when you're a kicker, but you're there much less, and there's usually a lot more riding on it. So how much stock did he build up with some of those clutch kicks, breaking the record at the time? Did he ever miss? You said he was a sensitive guy. I feel like it's hard to be sensitive in a position like that. How do you handle when he didn't succeed?
Well, I'll tell you. In the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, we score first. It's 6-0. We're getting going. This is where he put the ball on the 5-yard line, you know.
Yeah, and
for extra points.
For the extra when it was closer.
For extra points. So he got down there and missed it.
Oh, no.
And missed it. I mean, he missed it.
Oh, man.
And there were people behind me. There were stars of every magnitude all over the place, and they're behind the Ram bench, right down from me to you, and it was Johnny Carson and, you know, all these all these TV and movie stars down there, and a lot of people I didn't recognize, but were bettors.
Oh, gosh.
They were crazy bettors, and when he jerked this thing to the left, these guys turned red, and they were going to kill him.
Oh, man.
They said, "You're dead. You're dead, Tom Dempsey," you know. And they were very upset, and he came walking off the sideline, and I was standing there, and I said, "Hey, don't get near me."
I was just going to say, how do you empathize with a teammate who's hearing that?
Are
you...
Yeah, I said, "Keep moving, Tom."
Did he redeem himself that game?
No,
well, we lost. They didn't do well that game.
Yeah, that threw some people's Super Bowl block pools upside down. And that, yes, I got 7-0, but...
No, I bet that's where all that anger came from, was because it was probably the first to 7 points.
Well, it was we lost. It was a 13-point spread.
Oh,
wow.
We lost by 13.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
31-19.
Oh, so those curses from the gangsters or whatnot came like when the game was already decided, or
no,
right away?
It was right away.
It was immediate.
It was right in the first two series of the game.
Oh, man.
You know it's going to bite you in the end, that missed one, and you know it's coming.
Well, I always feel like that as a fan watching, but it's when you're in the game, it's like you kind of just have to have that tunnel vision to move on to the next one. But if you're getting harassed like that in today's day and age, you get that, and then you get home, and you get on social media, and then it's just infinitely worse.
Oh, if that had been at social media, they wouldn't let him out of the Coliseum. They wouldn't let him out of the Rose Bowl until they got proper security for him.
Oh, man. All right. So we got our fill of kicking stories here. We got a lot more to get to. Maybe a kissing story. Rams' level of concern over Matthew Stafford. We got Bryce Harper cussing out Rob Manfred, telling him to get the you-know-what out of the clubhouse here on the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage egg and cheese biscuit, bacon egg and cheese biscuit, or even the honey buddy chicken biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton alongside Fred and Corey Marino. You can find us on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. The XM Sirius app, 967 and 790 KABCs every Saturday night at 6 p.m. You can always reach out to Fred on Twitter, at Fred underscore Dreyer, the real Fred Dreyer on Facebook. Email us at freddreyer@crntalk.com if you got any questions, topics you want discussed. And then you can listen to the podcast, previous episodes you may have missed, freddreyershow.com. Links to all of that on the blog and crntalk.com. All right, we've been talking about a lot of kicking, but we haven't gotten to the local teams that obviously, you know, Fred is a fan of. Fred was a major part of the Rams organization, and there's a lot of outside concern on the health of Matthew Stafford. I know you and I participate in an occasional best ball draft, and a lot of people are avoiding Matthew Stafford. He slides down fantasy drafts because people are afraid of his injuries. The Rams are downplaying it. He's got a back injury that they're not really elaborating on. They think he'll be fine for week one. What are your thoughts, Fred, on the Rams going into this season? Obviously, without Matthew Stafford, that really puts a wrinkle in their thing, unless you have high hopes for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, let's just go here. McVay.
They're just being cautious.
McVay says he's doing really well. And that's all you really need to know in terms of speculation.
Right.
The coach says, no, we got him covered. We have a game plan. We know what to do. And
coaches never lie, right?
They lie and miss. But all you're looking for is a quote from him.
Right.
And he's instead of saying, well, you know, we won't know anything until that keeps the whole concern alive.
Right.
He's just put the concern kind of to rest. The coach just says he's really doing well, and we have a good plan in place. We are going to still take some time with him, but this is a pretty smart coach.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things that a lot of people don't. You know, the press show up in droves and
right.
won't stick a microphone in your face and ask you, you know, tell us about how bad Matthew is. You got to be able to feel that,
right?
And that's I think the Rams are just being ultra cautious. And that's good enough, you know. I mean, if he's got something wrong with him, then they're protecting it and hoping they can get him into combat at some point in time here, and then get over it and push through it.
Yeah.
And the other thing else is, you know, they've got Jimmy Garoppolo, who's quite capable of running that offense.
Yeah. I guess it all depends on what audience you're talking to as well, right? He's talking to a very general, broad audience with the media there. But, you know, last year the 49ers were saying Christian McCaffrey was fine and he ended up missing the first 7 weeks of the season.
Well, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect McVay to say we're really concerned about him,
right.
And he may be lost for the year, or you know he's not ringing the bell about how dangerous everything else. He's just telling you what he says. He's doing really well, and yeah. That's all you can do.
Yeah, and I think Well, with actually with both of you saying that, there's a an account I follow on X called Coaching Speak, and it's this organization, this company that they track all of what coaches say during the year and see how accurate they were and truthful. And McVay actually ranks pretty high on the on the truthful. And the funny thing is, Shanahan ranks pretty low. So right.
Where'd Harbaugh rank?
Which it depends which one.
John, the Ravens coach, he's always coy.
He always gets around it. His brother is very straightforward and says and to be like, this guy's either going to run a wall through a wall or we'll need to hold him back a little bit. But
right.
I think the thing is, Garoppolo, he hasn't had a great – he's gone up and down. He's been good and bad, but he's also been bad on bad organizations, like when he was with the Raiders. Just like he was with Devontae Adams now. And Adams said he doesn't have any hard feelings with Garoppolo because when they had a horrible time when they were on the Raiders.
Right.
He was just throwing them up hospital balls left and right. He's like, it was the organization and the scheme, and so he thinks that Garoppolo can get the system. And McVay's a quarterback guru, so I think they'll be fine. And that defense is really young, so you can do a bunch of great things on offense if you have a defense and then go out there and hit somebody.
Yeah. And even if all of that is BS, Garoppolo is quite capable of running his offense, and that's why he's there.
Yeah. It's amazing how guys can be kind of nomads for so long. I mean, we've seen Baker Mayfield find his spot. We've seen Sam Darnold. So it's right. Amazing how it can all be about the scheme and just being with the right coach sometimes. It brings the best out of you.
Yeah.
You talked about running through a brick wall with Harbaugh. I got to shift gears to baseball because I thought this was pretty audacious and kind of funny. Bryce Harper reminds me of one of my cousins, but actually he's a twin, so both of them, I guess. But he cussed out Rob Manfred when Manfred was doing one of his, you know, annual travels to all 30 teams to kind of improve relations, but apparently it didn't go so well. And Bryce told him to get the F out when he heard up salary negotiations and pushing for... a new collective bargaining agreement. There's a threat of a new walkout and a new, the 1994 player strike all over again. What can you imagine that in your day, a player having the audacity to stand up to a league commissioner and tell him to get the F out of the building?
Well, somebody has to react to this. I mean, if I'm Manfred, I'm having myself a little conference with that player and the owner of the franchise. But the Phillies, is that what it was?
Yeah.
And this is not acceptable, actually.
It's not.
No, it's not. But I don't think anything's going to happen. I think we've seen
not.
Manfred do nothing when the Astros cheated and when the Red Sox and he gave him slap on the wrist. There weren't suspensions for that, and that was degrading the game. This was just getting yelled at. I don't think.
Well, that when pride and ego get involved, there was no pride and ego there. That was just the integrity of the game, which I think if you go high enough, you realize they don't care so much. It's only about the perception of integrity than it actually is. Keeping the integrity of the game intact. So, but you get that ego attacked. If enough people talk about this, it'll be interesting. Maybe he'll get less and less preferential treatment behind the plate. All of a sudden, balls a foot out are being called strikes. Manfred's like telling, don't give this guy anything at the plate. Like he's getting called out.
Well, now you're really digging a hole.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, we'll get off the conspiracy trail. But you just, I mean, it's hard to imagine that happening in your day or really any day, even today, to see a player. Even with the kind of clout that Harper has to be able to curse out a commissioner.
Well, actually, in my day, you can kind of get away with it.
Really?
There's no social media.
Yeah, because it wouldn't have came out.
It was at that time kind of like, not that big a deal. But now it is a bigger deal, so it's even bigger now because of social media.
Well, it is funny that the things that happen. There was a few things that happened this week that have been first or just kind of unusual. We haven't even talked about the Dodgers. I know that's always a favorite topic here, and a rare first happened for Shohei Ohtani when he struck out in his first four at bats. It's amazing, though, what that must do to a pitching and opposing pitcher's confidence to strike out somebody, because despite Ohtani being like the fifth highest strikeout, you know, leader in the league. He's still like got over 100 runs, 38 home runs. He's still leading the league in OPS and multiple other categories. And it's just, it just goes to that mentality. It's like, it doesn't matter how many times you fail, the times you succeed in baseball, 300 hitters, you fail 7 out of 10 times. And just what he's doing, what are you, are you still, they're still in first, the Dodgers,
still in first
right now. How are you feeling about the Dodgers and Shohei and everything going on right now, Fred?
Everybody's fine. We were talking about this earlier. How many games they got? 45?
54.
54
at
games?
At this recording,
oh,
yeah.
Gee. Yeah, they have to they've got to get all their people back. They got to get Muncy back at third and have him start hitting. He was hitting like a crazy man until he got hurt. And so they've got to focus and start playing like hell and start building their own momentum going into the last 3-4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, I agree. We're just a little behind the scenes recording this right before the trade deadline, so we don't know. We have like one more day till that's finished. So we'll see if they want a reliever and an outfielder. And we'll see if that comes to fruition. The top reliever is off. He went to the Phillies, actually. Duran went to the Phillies, and then Hensley went to the Mets. So we'll see what that goes. They're looking at some relievers, and the Orioles actually made a trade. And that one's a first as well.
They did. I'll touch about that really quickly, and then you prompted a thought in my head when it comes to momentum. But, yeah, the Jays and Orioles, I was hoping the Orioles could finish out a four-game sweep as they had played a doubleheader yesterday. They lost the finale 9-8, blew a great opportunity in the seventh just to try to stick it to what people are calling the best team in the league right now, which I guess if you're in the lead in the AL East, as the Blue Jays are, you can say that. But, yeah, they traded our reliever, and I always mess up his name, but Dominguez, Santiago, but
is it St. Anthony?
Saranthony Dominguez. So he played for us in game one of the doubleheader, then in between games he was traded, and then he played for the Blue Jays in the second game of the doubleheader. He actually suited up and pitched for them. He got us in, a straight 1-2-3 inning. And so he had fun with it. I guess there was no hard feelings. He's on a contender now, so good for him. We needed our bullpen. Our bullpen blew the game today. He gave up 5 in the 7th. But I digress. You brought up something that made me think of momentum in sports and how different it can be in baseball versus football. Because we're talking about they need to build some momentum in baseball. But everybody, the cliche is that your momentum is as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And there's a lot of truth to that. There's been so many injuries with the Dodgers. But football, I feel like teams really can get in a groove, barring any major injuries. Do you feel like there's a difference between gaining momentum in a game like football as opposed to baseball, when I felt like the Orioles have had momentum quite a few times, but then it's like it's gone as quick as we thought we had it going? But teams in football, it's like I feel like the Redskins – well, not the Redskins, maybe soon again the Redskins, but the Commanders, when they won on that Hail Mary against Chicago – That just opened up a momentum for them that they sailed all the way to the championship game. And if they lose that game, I think Chicago maybe goes on a run, and it could be totally different. But you don't see that kind of thing in baseball much.
You got too much time to waste in baseball. You've got 6 months, 162 games. Football, you've got 10, 12 weeks, really, to establish yourself. So you've got an opportunity to start winning games, and at the same time, you know, you've got to make sure that your teammates are healthy and not screwing around.
And what is momentum like? Weight and force. So with what he's saying is the weight of each game being only 16 games, momentum can build faster or be lost faster.
There you go, momentum. We're charging into this break. Be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton alongside Corey Marino and Fred himself. Final segment, we got quite a few things we didn't get into, and I want to make sure I mention this because we did bring it up. 76ers president, Philadelphia 76ers, Daryl Morey, in regards to the Lakers 2019-2020 NBA title, he said it doesn't truly hold up as a genuine championship. He said with teams severely impacted thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, playing in the bubble, it wasn't genuine. And he said most people agree privately. They don't want to speak it out loud. Although he does say if the Rockets had won the title, I would have celebrated it as legitimate. I think you had some thoughts as to why, Corey.
There's like three main reasons. Either you hate the Lakers, you hate LeBron, or people don't think it's acceptable because there was no traveling involved. And that year in 2020, the Lakers had a veteran-studded roster with JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard, Rondo, of course LeBron and AD. AD gets hurt a lot more than you'd like, so injury concerns with him. So there wasn't any travel, and they didn't have to go on planes or anything, and everything was very secluded and private, so they thought that that gave them an advantage, even though many people said that in total it was a psychological, it was very hard on them to do it for like 2 months to be without their families and stuff.
Yeah. Any thoughts on this, Fred?
Well, look, one man's hardship is another man's paradise, you know.
Yep.
The Lakers won it fair and square under the rules and regulations that everybody had to play by.
So maybe if we end up in another bubble, the Clippers, who have an average age of 33.2 years old this year, maybe they could have the same luck. I do want to give a shout out to Ryan Sandberg and his family. Rest in peace. The Cubs icon and Hall of Famer just passed away at 65. Way too young. And I want to make sure people are aware again. The Fred Dreyer and Stephanie Kramer are going to show up at the Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia Convention. That is September 18th to 20th. It's their 20th year. Going to be at the Sheraton Baltimore North Hotel, close to my home, 903 Delaney Valley Road in Towson, Maryland. Make sure you go there and catch up with all your 100 favorites. Any final words, Fred?
Yeah, stop by, give us a look, and we'll have a cappuccino together and sign some autographs.
That sounds fantastic. For Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer, for Michael Horn, I'm Jeremy Dayton. Thanks for joining us on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Thanks, guys.
See you next week.